His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A reminder that Congressman Delgado is holding a town hall in Pine Plains at Pine Plains High School. That is happening this evening at 7 p.m. The public is invited to attend. Every fourth Friday of the month, the Pine Plains United Methodist Church sponsors a supper from 5 till 7 p.m. This month, free will offerings for the supper will be used to purchase equipment for the church kitchen that'll make prepping easier and serving safer. The church is located on Church Street in Pine Plains. The first piece of the American Mural Project in Winsted went into place for installation on Thursday of this week at the American Mural Project building. The 10-foot-tall panel, which depicts two truck mechanics leaning against a giant tire as part of the dedication to American workers. Quoting here, "This is the biggest wheel that Goodyear makes for industrial or any other excavation work," end quote. That came from Alan Krizdek, who is, of course, the person that put this whole project together. So the project is underway. Folks, the parent group at Lee H. Kellogg School is holding a film night for Smallfoot tonight at 6:30 at the school, 47 Main Street. Admission is free. Baked goods will be sold, and the movie will be raffled off. Parents are urged to come and watch. Organizers ask parents not to drop off their children. The Tremaine Art Gallery at Hotchka Schools presenting an exhibit featuring the works of Brooklyn-based artist Lee Arnold. That started this week and runs through February 24th. An artist talk and reception will be February 8th at 7 at 11 Interlaken Road in Lakeville. A children's concert, Sauerkraut, with Seth Travins, is being held on Saturday at 11:30, immediately following story time at the Roloff Jansen Community Library. More information at 518-325-4101 or rojanlibrary.org. In Stanfordville, the Stanfordville Grange is holding its annual defensive driving course on Saturday, January 26th at the Grange Hall, Route 82 in Stanfordville, 9 until 3 p.m. The cost is $35 per person. Lunch is provided with a free will offering asked. More information, contact Ryan at 845-868-7869. The Roloff Jansen Community Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, holding a story time and crafts fair for all preschoolers accompanied by caregivers. This and every Saturday between 10:30 and 11:30. More information at 518-325-4101. The Rudolph Steiner School launches their spring puppet play series at the Mason Library on Main Street in Great Barrington. The free event takes place at 11:30 on Saturday. More information at 413-528-4015. Coming up Saturday at 2 p.m., curators tour of the new exhibit at Sharon Cures, Centuries of Medicine in One Small Town at the Sharon Historical Society, sharonhist.org, for more information. The exhibit, Emily Rutgers Fuller's Landscapes Ins and Outs, January 26th through March 2nd, the reception this Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. This month, the Bach Gallery in Sharon will transform into the Bach Cabaret Club, presenting Broadway divas Jana Robbins and Haley Swindell. We Just Move On, The Songs of Candor and Ebb, Saturday, 5:30 cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, 6:30 performance. For tickets and more information, sharonplayhouse.org or 860-364-7469, extension 100. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 22.38 to 24,553.24 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off the day at 7,073.46 and the S&P 500 at 2,642.33. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.